This is a maze beat.
Welcome back to Good and Grown. I'm Breeze, and this is...
Ash. What's going on, Miss Lady?
Not much. Just chilling.
Just chilling? That's it?
Yeah.
You sure?
You know something? I don't know.
I was just making sure you wasn't involved in any entanglements these days.
Good night. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. I was just trying to be a reporter.
Go
for the
somewhere.
People.
I can't.
What we getting into today?
No good. The internet, no good. That's what I'm going to say.
The internet has no chill. The internet is undefeated. And the internet has made it into our show. So speaking of that, what are we talking about today?
We're going to chat about social media, cancel culture. We got pauses and per the usual, we're going to wrap up with gems.
All right. All right. All right.
Okay. So we're going to jump on in. When I was researching for this, I didn't even know where to begin with this topic. I mean, in 2020, we are so far from the days of Black Planet, and don't act like you didn't have an account. Black Planet, because the face you just made was like...
I had a Black Planet account. I was thinking. I can't remember my username, but I definitely had a Black Planet account.
MySpace, just all of the different social media platforms. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you right now, though, I ain't trying to brag, but just a little bit I am. Mm-hmm. You didn't tell me too much nothing back then, because as soon as my dial-up modem kicked in, my page finished loading, okay, and you hear that beat drop, okay, listen, it was a problem. It was a problem.
After a whole 18 minutes?
As a whole 18 minutes.
In 22 seconds.
But it was worth the wait. I mean, let's just talk about the fax. I mean, the modem. See, it sounded like a fax machine. It was so freaking loud. But in any event, I won't digress. My page was dope. I had the scrolling images. I had my pictures of LL Cool J and Boris Kojo. It was just, okay. It was just a fly. My whole username was all bedazzled out. It was a dope,
okay. Dope page.
But yeah, so I just enjoyed that. It was never about, when I think about it, it was never about how many people were following me or how many people I was talking to. It had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Enjoyed playing around on the internet. That was it.
You know, I don't remember my Black Planet username or any of that, but what I do remember is a pretty good throwback, which is before all of that, before the modem, before the dial-ups, do you remember the Party Line?
Yes, I do. Girl, the next day at school?
Exactly. The
like,
Party
Line.
You
know that was so-and-so.
Did you talk on the Party Line or did you listen?
Oh, I only listened. I was too scared. No, I only listened. Yeah.
Me too.
I was like, y'all not getting me caught up. I'm good.
Exactly. I only ever listened on the Party Line. I never engaged in conversation, which is strange. Like, seeing as though what we're doing currently.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. It is. But no, I was all set with that.
Social media certainly has come a long, long way.
It has. It really has. And I mean, for me personally, I really appreciate it. I mean, this course has some downsides to it, but I think on a positive note, social media for me is really good for networking opportunities. It's always super great to be able to link up with people who you normally don't get a chance to chat with and everything. Probably because y'all ain't real friends, but like, you know, just it's...
See? Y'all go back to show number one. It all goes back to show number one.
People. I'm joking. There's some people you just don't
You're
get.
You're serious. Jokingly serious.
I'm sorry. I'm just joking around, okay? Anyways, no, but so I think for those reasons, you know, I really enjoy social media. You know, we're able to get petitions out, like causes that you're really passionate about. We'll be able to bring awareness around those things. It's great.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree with that. I loved LinkedIn. So I love the ability to see kind of, even if you're not looking, what's kind of going on today in terms of job search or, you know, good opportunities. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to always, you know, be canvassing for, you know, again, your next opportunity. I think I didn't do that in my last job because I stayed there, you know, so long that I look at platforms like that in a very different way. Where now that I am employed, thank God. Amen. Now, I am employed. I still look at those things to say, you know, what's going on. Folks that have been getting laid off that I know, people that are looking for connections and things of that sort. So if I can go and endorse people, then I always try to do that, you know, any little help that I can. So I love that part of it. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, in terms of social media, the thing that I really get a kiki out of, if you will, is the people that you went to middle school with, high school with, even family members that don't live, you know, close by, being able to see their children. I get a kick out of opening up Facebook and seeing someone's child and seeing them. So I see the person exactly, even though it's their child that I've never met. I haven't seen this person in 20 years, 30 years, but I open the page and say, oh, this is so-and-so's child. So I love that. I love seeing graduations. I love seeing, you know, the positive things that come from social media. I enjoy those parts of it. I enjoy photos as a whole. So I'm into it. That's why I like Instagram a lot as well, because it's really like, what are you looking at? What are you doing? There's someone that I follow that does, it's called A Moment of Zen. And so every Sunday they go to the beach and they give you a shot of kind of the waves and, you know, as the waves are at its, you know, calmest. And so that person didn't post last week and I went to their Instagram page looking for it. And I wanted to comment like, good night. Hello, good night.
Exactly.
Zen. And I didn't get it. So I enjoy that part of social media. I mean, we all know that social media is, you know, not all cookies and milk or almond milk. You know, lactose intolerant.
I'm allergic.
You know, there are some bad parts to it.
Right. No, absolutely. I think to add on to that, another thing that I do enjoy about social media is also being able to catch up on news and not just my local news, having access to world news. So I think that also is a key component to what I enjoy about it.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, what I don't enjoy are internet thugs. Okay. Those who talk mad trash behind the computers, but you already know if it was a face-to-face situation, you wouldn't be speaking like that.
Well,
okay. Those individuals I'm not a fan of. Mm-hmm. And research is showing that mental illnesses are developing as a consequence of utilizing social media, and it's, you know, it's depression, it's anxiety. Individuals are experiencing suicidality. It's serious, and it's just really unfortunate.
Yeah. When you bring up that point, I think about Nick Cannon. Yeah, and everything that's going on with him, all the controversy due to his podcast, if you will. So, you know, I know he said some things regarding the Jewish community and his opinions about it. And there were a lot of people that got offended. I'm not going to go into all of it because I think you should be informed before you speak on something. Mm-hmm. So I didn't watch the whole show. I think it was like 90 minutes and I didn't have time to watch the entire thing. Mm-hmm. But I do follow Nick Cannon. So I saw that, you know, he came out and at first apologized for offending anyone. And then he kind of, you know, stood firm on his word. And then lots of other opportunities started dropping for him. Mm. So he came back with another apology. And then the Black community got mad at him because he didn't stand on his word. And so, you know, the end of his kind of statements or the things that he was saying on social media were concerning because he kept saying, you know, I don't feel like being on this earth anymore. You all can have it. My own people turn on me. And I'm sure a lot of it has to do with social media, right, where, you know, before something happened with a celebrity, with whomever, it's something that we would read in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. We weren't privy to this quick fire information in 2.2 seconds that something's mm-hmm. happened mm-hmm. to somebody. And then it's so much pressure and so many people with their opinions, and then your family, and then the people that he affected, essentially, because, mm-hmm. you know, he has very successful shows, wilding out. I don't even know how many cast members there are. Mm. There's gotta be at least, I don't know, 40, but you think about the cameraman, you think about everybody, mm-hmm. producers and everybody involved for a show that may not continue. Mm. So, you know, I think that everybody has a right to their opinion. We just have to be careful and cognizant because there's consequences to the things that we say in social media. So, you know, I would certainly say be mindful, you know, be mindful for the things that you say or the things that you rapidly tweet out and put on Facebook.
Well, speaking of consequences, that leads into our next topic, which is which is cancel culture. So with cancel culture, I mean, we can't talk about social media and not address cancel culture. So according to dictionary.com, cancel culture refers to the popular practice of withdrawing support for, parentheses, canceling, public figures and companies after they have done or said something considered objectionable or offensive. Cancel culture is generally discussed as being performed on social media in the form of group shaming.
Essentially, that was my point. Right. I think that's what was happening with Nick Cannon. He was, you know, they are attempting to cancel him. You know, I don't know how you can cancel a person because they still exist. But, you know, give me a break.
They, you know, I think also, as we know, cancel culture is not only for those who are celebs. You too. Yes, you listening, could be canceled. Just ask anyone who has in the past few years been dragged on social media or have been fired from their jobs. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Amy Cooper, Heather Patton, mm-hmm. Jesse Smollett. The list goes on. Listen, no one's exempt. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's very true. It's very true.
I don't know. I feel like with cancel culture, don't get me wrong, I think that there are consequences to everything that you do.
Sure.
But I also am a firm believer in forgiveness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm passionate about that. Mm-hmm. The act that no one can be redeemed, I just don't buy into that. I just don't. I'm not saying that you will not suffer for what you've done. Like, you won't lose sure. money or ads or your job or whatever connections you had. But to act as though that someone will never be able to be redeemed again is just, I'm not here for that.
Well, yeah. And I think, you know, the mob is fickle. You know, mm-hmm. I think the mob is fickle until the next sale. So, you know, when you think about H&M and they had the child with the monkey and all that, and everyone was like, H&M is canceled. H&M is still thriving. H&M is still open, even in a pandemic.
Right.
Once those sales started hitting, people were buying. Mm-hmm. When you think about Gucci and their nonsense that they did that made no sense with the sweater, Gucci is still all over the world. Mm-hmm. And there are people that are still lined up. I think it was Atlanta, one of the rappers. I don't know, but I can't even remember who it is. So forgive me for that, y'all. But one of the rappers was live streaming so many people lined up at the Gucci store. Mm. It had to be 75 people easy.
Jeez.
Lined up at the Gucci store in a pandemic.
Get out of town.
In a pandemic. So it's like, as soon as the mall started opening up, where are you going?
Nowhere.
That's the question.
They need to post. They need to post on social media.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
See?
Stunting for the gram.
I don't know. I can see you stunting in Target trying to get some toilet paper. I can see you stunting trying to get some bleach for those that didn't have it in their house already. I don't know. But, you know, of all things, people, you know, pay attention to what you will get in line for. What you gonna stand in line for? If you can stand in line for the Gucci store in a pandemic and let two people go in the store and just to buy a belt, just to buy something because come on, but I shouldn't say that.
Oh my, but, you can.
It's like, is it really that important to you? You know,
they must have had a heck of a sale. Sorry, inappropriate.
Gucci, they didn't have a sale. The price is the price. It is what it is. There's not going to be any markdowns.
That's the
gag of it all. Because to me, it's like, it's almost like the audacity.
Because
we don't know when this thing is going to end.
Right. Right.
We just don't know.
I don't know, girl.
You know, and I can't... I can't tell anybody what to do with their money.
Right.
You know,
right.
I can't, you know, whatever you earn and how you make your money and how you want to spend it is your business. But I just think it's funny the things that we will stand in line for versus the things that we won't.
Cash, I'm so glad you said that because that leads right into my pause. So y'all, regardless of what the polls are reporting that Joe Biden will beat 45, we cannot leave any of this to chance. Mm. You see what happened last time. No one took 45 seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one is going to, they were like, oh, no one's going to vote for him, et cetera, et cetera. I actually saw a meme that said, you wanted a reality star as president. Now you're on Survivor. And I was like, yo.
Well.
I was like, yo, I freaking love that because it's so true. And speaking of that, y'all, I know that Kanye has said something about him trying to run. You all, please don't engage this man as it relates to voting. I don't care if he somehow gets on the ballot, which I think he's already had, like, it's already been cut off. I don't think he's able to.
Can he even get on the ballot?
I don't think so, but he does have a lot of money. So I don't know. I don't know. But please don't engage this man by trying to vote for him. I'm just saying. Back to 45. I'm not here for season two, okay? I'm not here for season two with this man. Not at all. This week, during the service for Congressman John Lewis, my forever president, Barack Obama, stated in part, "We may no longer have to guess the number of jelly beans in a jar in order to cast a ballot. But even as we sit here, there are those in power are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting by closing polling locations and targeting minorities and students with restrictive ID laws and attacking our voting rights with surgical precision, even undermining the Postal Service in the run-up to an election that is going to be dependent on mailed-in ballots so people don't get sick," end quote. Y'all, it's not a game. It's not a game. Let's honor the memories of Congressman John Lewis and C.T. Vivian and many others who have fought for our right to vote. Visit www.vote.org, where you'll be able to check your registration, register to vote, and access other voter-related information. Cash?
All right. I love that. I mean, make sure you vote, people. Get out there. I know 45 has been out there suggesting that the election should be delayed, even though we all know he doesn't have the authority. But what does that really mean today?
Facts.
So, you know, I know that there are issues going on with the post office as well, and there's a lot of funding that has been taken away. So it will impact how quickly things, you know, get from one place to another. So it's problematic. There is a, it's real, y'all. Mm-hmm. It's real that they don't want your vote casted. John Lewis died as a senator, so he continued even up until his death to make sure that his vote counted. Make sure yours does. Whether you do it at the polls, stand there, be there, do take a snack, whatever it is that you need to do. Have your IDs, have to if you have to, but exercise your right, because this world is, this nation is changing. I don't care how many times you want to put your head in the sand. I don't care how many times you want to look at it and say, it's not real. It's very real what's going on. And society is changing as a whole, and it doesn't feel good. So if you can go ahead and exercise your right to vote, I suggest that you do that or keep your mouth closed after the fact. So if you kept your mouth closed, or you kept your, if you didn't go out and vote the last time and 45 got in there, you know, you're welcome. You're welcome. I think America responded to having Barack Obama as a president.
Say that. Mm-hmm.
I think 45 is a response to having a black first family.
Mm-hmm.
Without scandal, who are educated, who are amazing, who have done what they could do. You know what? I ain't even going to go there with, you know, Congress and so on and so forth, and the things that he had to overcome in terms of being a president. So it is what it is. I don't want to get too far off the topic, but go out there and vote, and just remember that you can always undo what you did the last time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change it. You can't change it, but you can go and say, let me be better than I was.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So to Caucasian women, because it was a lot of y'all that voted them in. All y'all, get it together. So it's not a bash session. It's not about making anyone feel bad. It's just to make sure that you have awareness. It's a serious situation, and I know we laugh and joke a lot, but sometimes we just have to be real about what's going on in the world. It's absolutely real. What you feel is real. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely real. So do what you need to do. I appreciate your pause, Breeze. I think it was very informative.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I know you got one for us. Come on now.
Well, you know, I always got to pause. I don't. Yes, I do have a pause this time. This was something that I found on social media. Go figure. And it was a letter that was put on someone's door. Okay, so I'm in character, and this is what I think that this woman probably sounds like when she wrote the letter. Dear Lori, before you think about putting any signage up in your yard, or if you had any idea about making a public statement on your property regarding George Floyd or racism, please remember that the rest of us live in an upscale neighborhood. And we have spent time and money to stay out of mixed neighborhoods and or the ghetto. No one wants any trouble or any circumstance arising which would cause or turn our neighborhood into a semi-ghetto. Please keep your husband and teenage kids well behaved and orderly, because no one is interested in your or their struggles. Keep matters inside your house and do your best to keep this area upscale and free of that element. Most of us would not hesitate to call the police. And if your kids or your husband get unruly, So please, that sentence didn't even make any sense, but I'll continue it. So please be considerate of everyone else living amongst you with sincere gratitude. Now,
wait, sincere gratitude who?
Oh, that part is blank.
Oh, that's a whole lot of letter for it to be ending on a blank note.
Now, this was left on Lori's door. And Lori lives in Raleigh, North Carolina. And she lives in a place called Wakefield Plantation.
Pause. What's the name of the place?
Wakefield Plantation.
That's not it.
That's a pause in itself. That's a pause in itself.
That's not it for me.
So if you didn't get from the letter, Lori is Caucasian, Lori's husband is black, and so are her children. They don't appreciate it, and they've said that if she does anything on her property, if she decides to put up a sign on her property, if she decides to do anything out of order, that they will contact the police, you know, and or put a letter up again, and not sign it. I guess. So I had to pause when I read it because I said the caucasity of that individual to dare. Like you got a lot of nerve to be able to even write it. You typed it up on your little word processor and your little typewriter.
Not a typewriter.
You read it to your friend. You called up Gretchen and said, look what I wrote.
You know
and
what?
Then you...
You're not right for that. Go ahead with your story.
This is my pause. This is my part of the show. You so eloquently told the people that they need to get out there and exercise their right to vote, and I appreciate that. We appreciate that, don't we, people? That's amazing that Breeze comes in. She always comes in. But I got to come in sometimes from the left. You know, I got to come in on your peripheral vision. Like, wait a minute, hold up. Can you imagine getting that letter on your door? Can you
imagine? Absolutely not, ma'am. Absolutely not. Let me say it one more time in case y'all didn't hear me. Absolutely not. Okay. I would have installed same day delivery, some daggone cameras for my entire property because I would be determined to find out who wrote that letter.
Right.
There's no question. And I wouldn't stop until I found out who it was.
Mm-mm. Right. And Lori's husband, sir, you have the right to live anywhere that you want to live.
Come on. What would you do? What would you do if that was you?
Oh, me?
Maybe I shouldn't ask you because this is a show that people can listen and their children be in earshot.
Listen,
I don't know.
listen. Let me tell you something. If I got that letter on my door, I'm going to read the letter. I'm going to take a picture of the letter. I'm going to send the letter out to my family like, oh, yeah, know what just happened? All while getting dressed. Right? Because more than likely, I'm not going to be dressed to go outside. I'm going to get dressed, though, and put my sneakers on. Oh, and then I'm going to start canvassing the neighborhood. I'm going to go next door, and then next door, and then across the street, around the corner. I'm going to go all around the plantation. Ask everybody to step outside. If they're at work, I'll be back.
Leave a note. You know, when you do FedEx, you mean UPS. We'll be back.
We'll be back. I'll be back in response to your letter. I just want to know, did you leave a letter at my home? Did you? Let's talk about it. Because it's just like, how dare you? You know, and you know, no shade to Gretchen's out there. But how dare you? How dare you be that bold? How dare you be that just how dare you? I just don't know. I don't, you know, the way I'm set up is, you know, my camera's already on deck. So as soon as you step on the porch, we're already aware that you're there. You may not be aware that we see you, but we see you. But they definitely tried it. They definitely tried it. And, you know, in case this should ever happen to me, I'm not really going to tell what I would do past Canvas the neighborhood. Let's just say.
Mercy.
Let's just pause.
Gonna just leave it right there.
Let's just leave it like we gonna let that breathe. But yeah, you know, I think people are getting pretty nutty out there, and I think people need to calm it down. But again, that's the part of social media that is amazing. So those people getting caught red-handed,
right?
You know, doing right. those crazy things. You know, Lori, I don't know why you didn't invest in Ring. I don't know, because we could have caught. See, I'm not even going to.
Not we. You could have caught.
We, because I'm invested now. I want to know now. Now I'm going to have to go and, you know, try and figure out, did the story continue? Did she ever find out who it was? You know, what happened? But, you know, to pay taxes, to pay a mortgage, to live somewhere, right? Because people say that's, you know, part of the American dream. Mm-hmm. To have someone dare come onto your property to tell you to keep your family in line. In other words, keep your family in line. Keep your family in check. Don't put up, don't post anything, even though you pay to live here, just as I do. You know, I think people just have a lot of nerve, and I think people need to pause before they run up on the wrong Lori.
See, let that breathe for a moment, because that is the realest talk, because I don't think people realize people are sick and tired of being and tired. They are so sick of you acting ridiculous and there not being any not any immediate consequences that are taking place. People are tired of it.
Yeah, for sure. You know. They definitely are. Well, that was my pause for the for the day. That was my pause.
Well, that got my blood pressure up a little bit. Thank you very much. Jeez, that's so annoying. But I appreciate that, though. I appreciate that.
So what's up next? What are we talking about?
We're going to wrap up with our gems. I can go ahead and open us up if you would like, ma'am.
Absolutely. You have the floor.
Okay. Folks, let us be careful not to allow the fleeting pleasure of the number of likes or mentions we receive add or subtract from our self-worth. I hope this is not the case for many of us, but I fear that's exactly what's happening. Mm. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with appreciating the positivity or the critical feedback others offer, whether mm-hmm. that is via social media or in real life. But when we allow it to be a determinant of our self-worth, that to me is a problem.
Mm.
You know, others may not always pour into us the validation we are looking for, but my hope is that we don't follow suit by doing the same to ourselves.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
You better go ahead and drop knowledge on them. You better drop a gem on them.
Yeah, I just want us to do better, y'all. That's all. Just do better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I guess for me, my gem would be, I have a concern. My concern is people who constantly ask for prayer on social media. People who say their prayers to God on social media, like their personal prayers. It's a little bit strange and problematic to me because it begs the question. I always wonder, is it attention this person is seeking? Does this person really just want someone to say what's wrong? Maybe they really do need someone to pray for them. But it's for me, I guess my gem would be, if you're seeking validation, if you're seeking Jesus, you ain't gotta look for him on Facebook. If you really want to find a connection or get a prayer or whatever, if you don't have anyone in your life, seek out a church in your neighborhood. Seek out someone that you know that you may work with, a family member, whomever, that you know is close to the Lord. Because, not everyone should be praying for you. Especially people on social media that you don't know, because some people friend people willy-nilly. Some people just accept any and everybody who requests them. I don't understand.
I can't relate.
Well, we know you can't relate. Again, see episode one. But it's just, I definitely would say, be careful of that and be mindful. And if you want to find God, you know, then I think there's a different avenue that you can go down. And it doesn't take a lot to go to God and say, help me. It doesn't take all these scriptures. It doesn't take all these prayers for 15 hours. Sometimes you just got to say, Lord, help me. Tell me what to do. I surrender. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's all you got to do. But getting on social media, doing a post for maybe 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, responding to people, or maybe cursing them out because they're asking what's going on, you know, with the situation. You know, I think just be mindful of that. Be mindful if you're looking for attention or you're really looking for the Lord. Because if you're looking for the Lord, I don't think you're going to find him on Instagram. I don't think he has a profile.
I got a book for you, though.
Well,
I got a book for you. I'm telling you. Listen,
it just is what it is. But I see it often, so I really wanted to drop that down in everyone's spirit if there's someone that does it. And I guess my second gem. Well, you know, let me not step on your toes. You have another gem for us?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, since you don't, I would just say, as Breeze mentioned earlier, be mindful. Be mindful of the amount of time that you spend on social media. Mm-hmm. Be mindful of wasted time, because time waits for no man. And you can't get it back. So if you're opening your eyes and the first thing you do is pick up your phone or pick up your laptop or pick up your tablet or whatever it is to figure out what happened on Facebook last night, I think that's, you know, problematic. And that goes back to my previous gem, is if you were looking for the Lord, maybe that's the first thing you should do. Go ahead and pray instead of looking at social media. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray, right? Everybody doesn't start off knowing how to pray. Very simple things that you can do to get in touch with the Lord. I don't know how this turned into a biblical, a Sunday school. it is what it is. That's just what came to me. So I'm giving it to y'all. But, you know, I really want you to just be mindful of the things that you do. And I have to be mindful as well. I have a tendency to be addicted to games and things of that nature. So I play them a lot on my phone. And my husband will sometimes say, hello. Hello, I need attention. And I get very annoyed. Please believe it, because I want to play my game. I want to finish my game. And why are you interrupting me in the height? Because I don't want to lose this game. I'm super competitive, if y'all didn't know. But I have to be mindful of the space that I'm in with him. Mm-hmm. So you have to be mindful in the space that you're in with everyone. If you're going out to dinner, as things start to open up, if you're on your phone the whole time, you're not engaged in the conversation. You're not engaged with the person that you're sitting across from. So take the time to look in the face of the person that you hang out with, that you say that you love. Don't have your face, don't have your neck so bent down in a phone that you miss the love that somebody might be looking for, the love that you need.
You know, I'm glad that you said that. And thank you for sharing that, because I think that like people would always complain about people always being on their phones or just, you know, just not being, as you were saying, present when mm-hmm. you were like social. It seems so ironic that people will be so disengaged by being on social media when they're physically in the presence of someone else. I think that is so ironic, right?
It's true.
And it's just, it's unfortunate. I hope that that will change going forward, seeing as though we've had to socially distance and haven't had the opportunity to be able to be in each other's presence. So I hope you all that we take this time to really appreciate being able to be in the same room as someone and fully being present with them. Put your phone down.
Okay.
Because it's not that serious. Okay. Unless you're a doctor or something. It's not... It's not that
exactly.
serious.
It's not. Well, you did have another gym, ma'am. You just didn't know.
You're right. Absolutely. I'm very passionate about that now. All right, y'all. We're coming in for a landing. Cash, you sure you don't have any more gems to drop? Because I know history shows us.
I guess it would be a mini gym, if you will.
I knew it.
I know. I'm sorry, y'all. But I'm just trying to help the people, including myself.
Right.
So right. I would definitely say that be mindful of social media and not running your own race. Because I think, you know, to your point earlier about people becoming depressed regarding what the other person is doing, you know, I think that's can be difficult. I think it plays a very negative part on the mind, and it doesn't have to. So I would definitely say run your own race. Remember that everyone putting things out on social media is for the most part putting out their highlight reel.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to put out their ugly photos. They're not going to put out their photos when they're crusty and looking like a bum and had a bad day and got laid off. Mm-hmm. And you know, the things that just happened, maybe their lights got turned off, or maybe, you know, they broke up with their boyfriend or, you know, girlfriend or whatever it is that, that happens. Now, there are people that put all their negative stuff out there. But for the most part, remember, most people are giving you their very best parts of their life. And as I said in the last show, be careful about hating on what somebody else is doing. Because while you hating, they probably hustling.
That's a word.
I was about to do the church clap, but I've been doing too much. I already tried to turn it into...
I can't. Thanks, y'all, so much for listening to another episode of Good and Grown. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram at Good and Grown 1. Cash?
Yes, go ahead and follow us on Facebook as well at Good and Grown Podcast. Leave us a comment. We appreciate y'all. Cash and Breeze out.
Peace out, y'all.